Let this guy talk. What's his name again?
Thank you, Mr. President, sir.
Right.
Before we begin, can I just say it's an honor to be here in the White House. This is the last time I'd be here. In this short, it's chafing under the arms quite a bit, and the fact that I'm sweating like a balloon isn't helping the situation.
Can we get a translator?
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the decision by a second U.S. court to reject your travel ban?
It's a terrible ruling. It's horrific. We're going to fight this all the way. We need to go back to the first ban. We've got to stop these opportunistic people from coming into our country. People who tell lies about us in their own countries and then shamelessly come over here pretending to be our friends and relying on our hospitality. It's sick.
Is the aircon working in here at all?
What?
I know it's freezing outside, but it's like a sauna in here.
Do you want to borrow my bathrobe or something?
Well, I...
Fake news! I don't own one!
What?
Mr. Taoiseach, you're on the record calling the president a racist and...
You're mad crack. I did not call the president a racist.
Right.
I said his language was racist, and that was when he was running as a candidate.
Right.
Now that he's president, and he's right beside me and much bigger than I am...
That's true.
I can clearly see that the man hasn't a racist bone in his body.
That's right, bone.
But, sir... But, Mr. Taoiseach, you did say
that... Listen here... I'm not into English classes.
That's for sure, believe me.
Especially not during Shachtan Lerge.
That's right, shocking, really shocking, bigly.
When I use the word racist, I was putting it in quotes. If you look closely back, you'll see I was actually doing that thing with my fingers, you know?
Yeah, air quotes, like those idiots who do air guitar.
Yes. Idiots. God, it's bacon in here.
Look, this is all fake news. The T-Zop and I had a very productive meeting across a wide-ranging 40 seconds.
We talked about the old sod.
We did mention Obama, but I will be clarifying those remarks in due course after my advisors have told me to. The Toast Pop tried to talk about something called the undocumented Irish, but I told him if they're not on television... They didn't really happen.
Will you visit Ireland, Mr. President?
Is it near Russia? Absolutely. I love Ireland. Train spotting, Loch Ness, Sean Connery. Love it.
Taoiseach, did you invite the president to Ireland?
I was doing air quotes at the time. I told him how just last night I met a man with two passports in his
hand. He gave me a bowl of salad, but I don't do salad unless it's deep fried. And he says I can do whatever I want with Shannon.
Well,
I hope she's a hot nine.
Oh, God. Someone open a window. I feel faint.
All right. Thank you, President.
Thank you for that, Edna. Now I have to get back to Fox and Friends.
Well, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I adore your country.
Goodbye.
I love you, Mr. Trump, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My word, what a lame duck lapdog loser. Hello. Oh, gosh. Thanks for everything. I adore your country. Love you, Mr. Putin, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon and welcome. It's that one magical time of the year, St. Patrick's Day, where up and down the country, RTE's staff journalists on 80-plus grand a year are forced to dust down their suits, leave their children with a relative, and actually do a day's work. Yes, it's time to start the grim death march that is the forced jollity of the regional parades. First up, I thought he retired, it's Plastic Sheeting, reporting on yesterday's parade in Cork.
The theme, yet again, of the Cork City Parade was a chip on both shoulders, led by Grand Marshal Rachel Allen.
Simply lovely! What are you doing? You leg up! You're after grazing me!
Whoopsie butterfingers! I was aiming for that seagull. He was swooping down the little girl with the green face eating one of my O'Brien signature paninis from Ballymull.
The parade was not without controversy.
Don't mention the thing!
Not that controversy, no. A float sponsored by the Coveney family was so understated that it was mistaken for a lorry and received three parking tickets before being eventually clamped. Elsewhere, the GAA County Board had its own angry parade of invisible silverware, and a man in nothing but red and white body paint demanded Cork be made the capital of Ireland and then attempted to ride an Irish wolfhound before being arrested. Plastic sheeting, grand parade, grand parade.
Oh, would you stop, would you?
Whoopsie daisy.
Welcome back to Cheltenham for today's featured race, the National Scandal Hunt. A lot of Irish interest in this race. And they're off! And it's direct provision making the early running, joined now by True Mother and Baby's Home. A mistake there by Wexford Foster Parents. Trolley Crisis, the veteran, still going strong and coming up with the rails now. Repeal the eighth. Neck and neck with Save the Eighth. Project Eagle doing well. Oh, and a faller there. A faller, that's Bishop's Son. American Connections there. Garda Whistleblower now takes over the lead. So many contenders in such a long race with no end in sight. There'll be more than just a steward's inquiry after this one.
Gallons Cakes.
Yes, we're live now. We're live.
Welcome to the Dublin Parade. Yeah. Ireland You Are is the theme, according to the sheet of paper I have in front of me. Though they might have just run out of the room. The streets really are alive with colour and quite a lot of dancing. Loads of dancing.
Blooded. I got this fall Chicolair O'Connell Street for my one day's work a year. I'm joined by the Grand Marshal Olympic medalist Annalise Murphy.
Oh my gosh, Blonna, this is nice jolly, isn't it?
Did you ever think, Annalise, when you were going around the bend in Rio, that one day you'd be sitting in a car in O'Connell Street moving very slowly?
And apparently this happens every year. Extraordinary.
Jesus Christ, well, she's very posh, isn't she? Get back to you, Des.
Thanks, Blonna, yeah. I'll meet you at the Spire straight after.
Golly, sure, we'll never get a taxi in this desk. We'll have to walk up. Go away, go on.
No, I can't walk all the way to Croker. My knees are wrecked. And my back, my spleen. Anyway, a riot of colour I'm looking at here from the top of O'Connell Street. Literally, it's a riot, though the Gardaí are quick enough to rush in there. Aidan Power, you're another one who earns his entire year's salary today.
Yeah, well, Des, a real carnival atmosphere down here where I'm joined by some of the dancers from the St. Louis High School Kickers all the way from Missouri.
Happy St. Patty's Day!
Yeah, why not? I'm just happy to be on the telly. Let me ask you, the theme of this year's parade, Ireland You Are. What does that mean to you?
Ireland You Are what?
Wise words, wise words. Des, did you know that this is the biggest event anywhere in the world today?
Yeah, though there's a bigger one half a mile up the road in Croke Park in a couple of hours when Cooled take
move
on
along,
the...
Des.
Right. Incredible work gone into so many of these floats. They really are very colourful and quite a spectacle. Is it nearly over? Jeez.
Just four more hours, Des. Go to Blonnet.
Yeah, Blonnet. Can you fill it? I mean, over to Blonnet.
Oh, Gurmagut, Des, Tommy, and Sean now with the man who tells me that he's seen every parade that's passed up O'Connell Street for the last 22 years. Is that right?
Yeah, darling. Buzzing. Straight buzzing. Here, have a spare fag.
Wonderful memories go holy knuckles go here. Get away from me now.
What's wrong, Blonnet?
Someone has weed themselves on the street.
Here.
Oh no, not again.
Oh, this is lovely.
No, don't, it's shamrock. You can't smoke that.
I'm off me box.
Yeah, so another triumphant year of colour and spectacle. Yeah. It's not over yet, is it?
Prime Minister Trudeau, may I present the Irish Minister for Environment and Housing, Mr. Simon Coveney.
Hi.
Yo, Simon, give me five.
Very nice to meet you, Prime Minister Trudy. Oh.
So, Kobe, what do you think of Canada so far, huh?
Well, the tea in my hotel was very weak. The food is quite bland, and I went out last night and all the bars were completely and utterly empty.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, it was lovely. Canada's perfect. It's like I've died and gone to Fine Gael heaven.
Wow.
Now, may I present you with this photograph of a bowl of shamrock?
Why, thank you. This photo is black and white, man.
Yeah, let's not lose the run of ourselves, you know?
Okay. Anyway, dude, did you bring your ski suit?
My what?
Come on, I do all my meetings while snowboarding. It's awesome.
I don't snowboard. There's not much call for it in Cork.
Right, okay. Do you want me to give Emma Watson a call? She could come over and look at us and giggle and stuff.
No, thanks. I'd rather get some work done, you know?
Okay, right, but let's hang out with some hipsters first. Get in touch with young people, you know?
Some of them might be involved in drug culture. That's not my...
Yeah, okay, right. We could go for a curry? Extra mild.
Too spicy for me.
Hey, we got some great tattoo parlors here. Never mind. Look, let's go to a fun fair. I presume you like Dodgems.
Dodgems promote dangerous driving.
Ugh,
Ferris wheel?
I'm not very good with heights.
I'm really... How about a game of Scrabble? That seems like your...
I've given up Scrabble for Lent. Some of the words are just a little bit too racy.
Do you ever have any fun, Simon?
Well, once, but I...
Given it up for Lent, right. Yeah. Jeez. You know, I was going to make you an honorary Canadian citizen, but you're already the most Canadian person I've ever met.
Can we talk about policy now?
Oh, God!
Right, yes, now on our tour of the regional parades, we go to our Midlands correspondent. Never been, God help him.
The village of Jeanieburr in County Longford boasted this year's smallest parade, consisting of a local man out for a walk and a woman buying fish. Meanwhile, in nearby McLachlan Bridge, the traditional backwards parade passed off without incident, beginning at midday and ending an hour earlier. The Beamish parade was halted for a time when a man was arrested on suspicion of acting ironically. And there was chaos in Granard when the only traffic light in the town turned red, causing the parade to stop abruptly, with two floats and a bullock rear-ending each other. Kira Maluli, St. Patrick's Day Hooli in Longford.
Right, thanks for that report from Longford, the appendix of Ireland. Now we go west to Galway and Jim Fahey. Wait, I thought Jim had retired.
I have, Brian, but thanks to cutbacks, so has everyone else in RTE, west of the Shannon.
Touché. RTE has actually built a retirement home on campus in Montrose. It's called Lyric FM. But carry on, Jim.
Well, the weather conditions might have reached storm force Theresa Mannion, but it couldn't dampen the spirits at the Galway parade.
Well done, Jim. I'll call 2014 and let them know you're using their pun.
Beards and Buckfast was the theme of this year's celebration, with Markness creating the world's biggest hipster to mark the occasion. Crowds of Galway people celebrated the parade, as is traditional, by drinking cans of cheap lager. Anywhere else in the country, it's regarded as public drunkenness, but in Galway, it's regarded as tradition. Record levels of smugness were recorded along the route, with old and young alike enjoying hummus and congratulating themselves once again on coming from the city of the tribes. Jim Fahey retired in Galway.
Your Nase Lemak, Minister Noonan.
That doesn't look like mess to me now.
To welcome you to Malaysia, I have ordered a national dish for you.
Huh?
And for myself, I will have...
You can order after I've gone buckle. I can't bear to watch other people eat.
Oh. Is that a wing, is it?
Yes.
I've gone right off bird since Project Eagle. And no dogs after cerebras either.
What?
Oh, that's not you, boys, is it?
No.
Anyway, we've important business to discuss. Nama business. Or as you fellas might say, namaste.
Namaste is an Indian greeting, not Malaysian.
It doesn't matter if you find it funny, because the jokes on the Irish people... People, we're letting properties go for a song to the right vulture fund, baby.
And I just give the money to your...
No. I never touch money. You don't know where it's been. Just apply to Nam and they'll do the rest, buckle.
And I mentioned that you referred me...
No need to trouble them with the details. They've enough to be doing, counting their millions and billions. In fact, it's better if we forget we ever had this meet.
You won't be putting it through expenses then.
Well, you're paying, and there's no need to keep the receipt. Either. Now, Chang, take this yolk away and bring me something that died this morning. Something I can get my teeth into.
Of course, Master Noonan.
Now you're talking business. Aye.
Morning, Minister.
Oh, bonjour, Kitty. Did you hear about the mess the caretaker Taoiseach has gotten us into? Invited Trump to Ireland, and who'll be the PM that has to greet him? Only yours truly.
I wouldn't bet me stockings on it.
Sorry? I don't understand swamp donkey language.
Look, I've been seconded to Canada. I have to bet it off.
Oh, do you need me to use my sway and influence to get you on the first ministerial jet home? Hashtag opportunity to show Leo cares about the little
influence.
People.
Influence? Sway? Are you touched?
Wait a minute. Canada? That's where COVID is.
Is it? That's news to me.
Come on, you know more about what's going on in Irish politics than Mimsy Lord meets Vincent Brand meets Marion. Why would you want to go to Coveney?
Of course, I'm fit to be tied. I thought you were the next leader of Fine Gael, but I've been told now that Covey is the dead cert.
Coveney to win? Over me. I'm dynamic, I'm handsome, I'm a leader. You must be delirious.
The word is out that most of the ministers are back in Coveney.
Imagine losing to Coveney. He's the human equivalent of a skirting board.
Well, there's a spot going on the Coveney's team. His assistant fainted after she met that Justin Trudeau lad. He looks like a young, faster than Alan rolled into one. He'd be the one fainting down he meets me.
Oh, well, we could have an Irish Justin Trudeau. Mwah! As opposed to Coveney, he looks like he's a secondary school teacher on a sabbatical for a midlife crisis.
Well, maybe that's part of your problem. You come across a bit ambitious and cosmopolitan.
Of course I'm ambitious. Do you know what it's like to be a half-Indian, fully gay, D4 of the North Side doctor in Fine Gael? In any other party, I'd be a shining light, but in Fine Gael, that's considered unlikable.
It's not too late. There's still time for you to turn it around. The word's around now that 'tis a sting operation. They're setting the whole thing up. They're slimier than the snails that we were eating last night above a Montmartre.
But what can I do, seriously?
Look, forget the working out at the gym.
Right.
Get a beer belly, sweat a bit more.
Oh.
I'll find out what that stuck-up cork lad with the high-up job is up to. Wink, nudge, elbow. Huh?
You're right, Kitty. I can still win this. If I just focus on the politics and don't spend so much time on promoting myself, I'll be fine. Hashtag, no hashtag. Thanks, Kitty, for staying on Team Leo. Kitty? Kitty?
Help that one. He's better off in France than Ireland. He'd put the goal into Charles de Gaulle. Taxi! Oh, good man.
Bonjour, madame.
To the airport, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, d'accord.
Merci, pockets.
And now we go to Tommy Gorman in Belfast to see if he can overstate the importance of a small regional parade. Tommy.
That's right, Dobbo. It was a historic day here in Belfast because this historic election, which has seen...
For the love of Annie, it's a parade, Tommy, not an election.
My mistake. It usually is an election up here. Anyway, I attended this monumentally momentous historic St. Patrick's Day parade, an event that really brings together all sections of 44% of the community. There were some marvellous floats here, and those floats say it all, showing scenes from monumental, momentous Irish history. We can see Gerry Adams defeating King William at the Boyne, Gerry Adams defending the GPO in 1916, and one charming float showing Gerry Adams never meeting his own brother. There was a buoyant mood among the crowd, and I spoke to one man, and that man said it all. Excuse me, sir, what's your name?
I'm Stanley Winston-Sinson.
And what do you make of the parade so far, Stanley?
It's a wee bit disappointing there, to be honest. You know, the sashes are the wrong colour, the drums are tinny, and none of the banners mention the UVF at all.
Right, so you're not impressed.
Well, look, you know, they're trying their best, but these people only march once a year, you know. You can't expect them to do it properly there without a marching season at least 10 months long here.
Thank you very much, Stanley.
Lovely to meet you, son. Now go back to your own wee country, eh?
Tommy Historical Gorman, RT News Belfast.
What's the matter, Avicoline?
Nothing.
You've a furrow worn into that carpet.
No.
I can only barely see you over the shag pile.
It's this business about extending the vote to the diaspora.
But you're a champion of the diaspora, Avicoline.
Well, yes.
You're a beacon for the dispossessed.
True.
I thought you'd welcome on Taoiseach's initiative.
One is merely concerned at the pace of the plan, Sabina.
It does seem as though the Taoiseach is placing a referendum on the extension of the vote ahead of the long-promised vote on the Eighth Amendment.
Of course, one wishes to see that issue resolved, but he's talking about early next year.
I agree that it seems a long time to wait.
But it's not long enough. If he presses ahead with this, then it'll be done and dusted ahead of the presidential election.
Then wouldn't that be wonderful?
Piffle!
If you did decide to run again,
if,
then you could call on the support of the millions of Irish diaspora living abroad. What a privilege.
Sabina, the Irish abroad access all their information about the old country from the internet. They don't know of my statesman-like comportment. They don't ponder my poetry. They don't consider my Celtic soul. Give them the vote and this country will either end up with a shinner in the orris or President Boaty McBoatface.
You haven't decided whether you're going to run again yet.
Have it decided!
I mean, neither of us is getting any. Where are you sprinting off to now?
I'm going to get the dog.
That's a good idea.
Walk it off.
I'm not taking him for a walk, Sabina. I'm going to put on a pair of sunglasses on him and make a meme or a meme, whatever you call it. Stick it up on Instagram. I'll be trending by tea time.
Oh, hashtag diaspora.
Oh, yes.
Annyeong ha, Seyo.
Wow.
Welcome, Minister from Ireland, Minister Pascal Donoghue.
Thank you very much for inviting me to South Korea, Prime Minister. Can I just say that everyone here has been so nice and friendly. I really feel like I'm the life and soul of the party. Ha 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 ha. That's a joke.
Thank you, Minister Donoghue. Have you settled in over the last few days?
Thank you for asking. I've been very sad because I feel homesick. You've a totally different culture here to what I'm used to.
Thank you. You are right. Food, language, very different.
Oh, your language isn't that different to ours. You sound exactly like Kerryman. The biggest difference I find is that you got rid of your president for corruption. If she was Irish, it wouldn't have been the end of her career. Ha ha ha. Another joke there.
Thank you. You enjoy the Korean culture.
Thank you for the martial arts show with the swords and the fighting. It was very scary, but it did make me feel less homesick because it looked like when Dublin plays Tipperary in the hurling.
I trust this trip will bring our countries closer together.
There are a lot of similarities between South Korea and the Republic of Ireland. We both have beautiful scenery, the people are exceptionally friendly, and the countries to the north of us are home to lunatics.
It has been a pleasure meeting you. Gomawayo.
What?
That means thank you.
No, thank you.
Gomawayo. You don't have to say it. It's a tricky word to say.
No, I'll get there eventually. We might have to take the long scenic route, but...
Gomawayo, Minister. But we do have to leave. We have a plane to catch. Thank you.
Gomawayo. There. Wasn't so difficult.
The St. Patrick's festivities continue this weekend as All-Ireland club hurling champions Coola made their triumphant homecoming to Dorky. Unconventional GAA champions, they arrived home in an open-top yacht, while well-wishers in Louise Kennedy Coola hoodies had cups of Earl Grey tea and oyster sandwiches out of the boots of their Range Rovers. Players celebrated into the noish, sipping mojitos from the Tommy Moore Cup. Coola is the first Dublin club to win the senior hurling All-Ireland title. There won't be a yummy mummy manicure to Dorky for a fortnight. Marty Morrissey, available for back rubs. Coola Boola, baby.
Yeah! Right. Okay. Yeah. Welcome back. Now, later on, if you can remember your telephone number, you can win a car. But first, how Irish are you? A company's offering people the chance to find out. So we've tested the DNA of five celebrities, and I use that term very loosely, to see where they really come from. Eamon Dunphy, first to you. Where do you think you come from?
The Shelburne, though it could have been the unicorn. Ring Michael McDougall, he'll know.
Most people probably associate you with Drumcondra, the banks of the Tulk and all that. But we tested your DNA. Would you be surprised, Eamon Dunphy, to learn that you're 76% proof.
Not really.
76% proof.
Yeah.
14% begrudgery.
No.
A 10% nostalgia.
No.
Extraordinary. Wow.
I'm disappointed, Bill, to be honest. I think we had a reason to expect a strong performance from my DNA, but this has been a catalogue of failures, and I am ashamed to be Irish.
Though only barely Irish, according to this. Moving on in the name of Jiminy Cricket, Maura Duran. Yeah. The Aran Islands?
Yes, Ryan, I am pure Aran Islands.
Wow.
I enjoy nothing more than slagging off strong sherry Oscailge. I don't observe closing time and my hair is technically wool.
Well, we checked. And yes, Maura, can confirm that you do have a strong Aran Islands influence in your DNA. But would you be surprised to learn that you also have quite a bit of Cork in you as well?
Oh, God. I knew the Today Show would rub off on me eventually.
Yeah, specifically, Brown Thomas Cork.
That is fascinating. This dress is from their spring-summer range, available now. And if I bring it back on Monday without removing the label, I can keep the shoes.
Oh, wow, great. Michael Healy-Ray.
Hello, yeah.
Now, mother from America,
father from Kerry. We were expecting a real rainbow of results from you.
Yeah, with a pot of gold at the end of it.
But we were disappointed, of course, because you refused to give us a sample of your DNA, Michael.
Well, sure, tis the devil's work anyway, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah.
Dual science.
Well, why did you even bother?
Well, as it happens, myself and Denny are currently developing our own DNA machine.
Oh.
So we'll be tendering for this job next year.
Great stuff. Now, Jason Byrne.
Yeah!
Dublin, 100% Dublin.
But yeah, well, you shite! Ha! Man, you!
All right, well, that's all we've got time for on this particular...
And what about you, Ryan Astor?
Huh.
Because Ananian told us that your DNA was tested too.
Yeah, right. Nothing to see there.
Ah, come on, Thomas. I'll put my Cheltenham winnings on Dublin Galway Mayo each way.
No, we've got to move on, I'm afraid. Coming up after the break,
crap,
we meet a man who's been to America.
Here, give me those.
No, you don't. Give me that. Give me that back.
Fight!
Here. Here, I have his results.
No,
Let's see. Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah, baby.
90% RTE.
Oh.
10%.
Oh, no.
Fianna Fáil.
Well, you know, the bit about my Connemara roots must be stuck in the post. Oh, yeah.
What a load of...
Yeah!
Jason Byrne, yeah.
Oh, we've just completed our ascent out of JFK. We'll be in Dublin in about 6 hours. Sit tight.
Look, there's me in the motorcade. There's one of me with Pence.
I'm sick of looking at selfies, boss. I need sleep after the beach party, the trade negotiations in Savannah.
And look at these two global world leaders having the crack.
Oh, Trump and Fanula. Yeah, I saw it on the telly.
It's great to be heading home, Ringer, after another triumphant state visit. Not even a blizzard could stop me, baby.
Oh, that glad handling with Trump and him calling you a friend, it won't go down well at home in the...
What? Will they know about it at home?
Yeah.
Fick, I keep forgetting about the internet.
Is that why you thought nobody would hear you say you won't step down till you've sorted out Brexit and Northern Ireland? I mean,
I was using air quotes, Ringer. And
every time you go abroad, you lose the run of yourself.
That's a fair.
Not until Brexit and the North is sorted. That's like saying I won't stand down till Island Water mixes, till Noonan grows a mohawk, till Simon Harris reaches middle age, till the day I miss a funeral.
Right, yes, I get it. But my people still need me.
What?
They still want me.
Your approval rating is 27%.
Out of 30, I'm sure.
Percent!
Yes, sent from the Latin for 30.
You're not getting it, bastard.
My private life is none of your...
The people want you gone. The party wants you gone. You have to go.
Fake news. You can't talk to me like that. I'm still the boss. And I will shortly be the longest serving Fine Gael Taoiseach.
But the 2 months last year when you were the caretaker, boss, don't count.
They count to me. And I'll stand down only when I'm good and ready.
Or about when?
I will stand down.
Yeah?
On...
Out with it.
On Pattern Day in the townland of Graffybeg and Castlebar.
What?
Which, as you know, is the third Tuesday in the second month after the first full moon in the second quadrant. Unless you're a third generation Graffybegger.
In which case
your patron saint is Fintan of the Five Hats, whose Pattern Day is celebrated on the first wet Wednesday after lighting up time.
Right.
Ringer, where are you going?
I'm going to hang out with the county councillors in economy class and drink the duty-free trolley dry. Good luck.
They don't understand me. In Ireland, I get no respect. But in the land of the free and the brave, of America, I'm still king.
The king of bullshite!
If they can hear this!
Karen's Kicks! Bigly.